This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI special agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Estranged wife of Long Island serial killer Rex Heuermann. Now, surprisingly, I'm always just kind of like, why are you doing this right now? This just doesn't look good for you. Asking for the 300 guns back that were in the home that were put into evidence, considering her husband is the accused Long Island serial killer. She wants them back because they're marital property worth hundreds of thousands of dollars, according to her attorney. What's going on here? Like, seriously, why? I mean, I get you probably need some money, but at the same point, the optics are horrendous.
She's not getting them back. Let's just start with that.
Sure.
She's not getting them back. There could be serious evidentiary value as they continue to investigate. So that just we'll check mark that box. Mm-hmm. As far as her ridiculous request, unless she just has such horrible counsel that has somehow given her some hope that she's getting them back. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't understand why she would be encouraged by her counsel to try to get them. Mm-hmm. I understand their marital property, but no. So number one, she's not getting them, I don't believe. Number two, it seems that her counsel is misguiding her. And number three, why?
Yeah.
Just from a moral, from a, you know, like you said, it's just such a negative optic on her. As far as, does she at all care about these victims? Does she care about this case? Does she care about these allegations? You know, is she just that concerned with, you know, property? It's disappointing, and it's starting to cast a real negative look on her.
I think she really needs to start watching what she's saying if she doesn't want to get into the spotlight, which she already is, but into, I guess, the crosshairs of an investigator, considering they have already said that, no, you're good. We don't believe you're involved. And she's free back in the home. But I've never seen a spouse of an accused criminal, an accused murderer, serial killer acting this way. I certainly have pity and empathy for anyone who finds something like that out about their spouse and had absolutely no idea. But the tone deafness that we're seeing here from her, it seems to be 100% about, I want money. So she's got 55 grand that was handed over to her from the GoFundMe. She's still sitting on the porch saying the house isn't fixed. Well, here's 55 G's. Maybe get that going. And then suing the police and going against, I don't know. It's this idea that maybe she had no idea these things were going on is getting to be much more of a gray area than it was based on her actions after the fact.
Well, exactly. And the fact is, they got everything out of that house that was at all evidentiary. Mm-hmm. So if there is something that ties her in any way, shape, or form, and we already know there's hairs on there, on the victim, you know, but again, that can be easily explained by transference. Mm-hmm. But if they find, you know, notes, records, emails, text, any sort of communications regarding her involvement.
Yeah.
Geez.
Go ahead.
Sorry, Tony. Then you look at the actions that she's portraying now, and it makes you say, wow, see, all along, you know, in other words, it gives more credence to any allegations that could be, you know, levied.
Well, it shows character as well. It shows that this person is capable of having zero empathy for others, which would be a handy trait if you're in the business of killing people. And certainly if Rex did this, he likely is very much like that, considering what we know about how he's treated women in the past and sex workers and such. But it almost is showing a very similar type of personality in Asa from what we are seeing here on the outside right now.
No, I agree. And I'm with you. Look, law enforcement has said they don't have any information at this point that she's involved. I'm certainly not trying to point that finger, but I think what we're both saying is by her actions right now, it's casting a real negative shadow. And there's a lot more investigation that they're going to be doing. And I've also thought about this. What if Huerman decides to cooperate for some reason and he implicates her?
Sure.
You know, wow. Then what would be we looking at? I mean, these are just possibilities that could exist down the road. And if I were in her shoes, I would be quiet as a church mouse. Yeah. I would go about my business of fixing my porch and try to, you know, work on my health issues. So I agree with you. It's very unusual.
Part of me is starting to wonder if she's just waiting there for an arrest. I mean, I don't know. I'm not saying that she did anything, but it's just, it's very bizarre behavior that if this is her counsel saying act like this, she certainly needs new counsel. Another thought that I had on this, and I'm wondering what your thoughts are, and I'm not trying to play the sexist card or anything like that, but had this been the other way around, had Asa been the one, or anybody, put any two characters here, a couple where there's evidence and there's hair fibers on the victims, I think if it were the other way around, both of them will be behind bars right now. But because it was the wife that had some of the hairs on there, it seems to be a little more looking the other way. Is that a crazy assumption to make?
Well, I think because the totality of their evidence really has nothing that points toward his wife. Mm-hmm. Nothing. In other words, the connections with the victims, the phones, the fact that she and law enforcement has said she wasn't even in town.
Yeah.
She wasn't around. So when you put all of that together, they don't see her in the picture. So I'm not sure that it matters, male versus female in this case. I just don't think they have the puzzle pieces to put together that show a picture of her being involved at this point, Tony.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast, dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.